In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. Oh, as I was praying today, I received this scripture that I want to look at because I think it's very pertinent to the days that we live in. We just heard about, you know, a book that's being sold about being a Christian atheist. Well, you know what? I'm looking at the 18th chapter of St. Luke. "And Jesus spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not grow discouraged." So this is the first part of the parable. This is the key, that we must always pray and not grow discouraged. I'm going to tell you, the first thing that people drop is prayer when they get busy. I'm going to tell you, people don't have time to pray. And when you don't pray, you're not in the presence of God. And when you're not in the presence of God, when those things whack you in the face, and there will be many things that will whack you in the face, you don't know how to deal with them because you are not prayed up. And it's just like that. So Jesus told the parable that the people should pray always and not grow discouraged or faint. And then he gives the story. "And there was in a city a judge who feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was also a widow in the city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, Though I fear not God, and I do not regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wear me out. And the Lord Jesus said, Hear what the unjust judge says. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry out to him day and night, though he bear long with them? Shall not God, who is wonderful, who is our Father, avenge his own elect, those who belong to Jesus, which cry out day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Now the next line makes me quake. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith upon the earth?" Oh yes, to those who pray, you will be avenged. God will do what he needs to do, because he's God Almighty. To those who pray and seek the Lord, I'm going to tell you, you've chosen the better part. But I'm also going to tell you, most people don't pray. Most people don't have a time to pray. Most people just bump into Jesus. And you know what? Without prayer, I will honestly tell you, you will not have faith. Prayer touches the heart of God. Even if it seems like nothing's happening in prayer, it touches the heart of God when we spend time with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, with the Father. And because there are so many prayerless people, that includes clergymen, that includes pastors, that includes everybody. There are prayerless people. Prayerless people who do the work of God. You know, I've been prayerless in my life. And God always brings me back to my knees. He says to me, "You cannot do what I call you to do without prayer. You cannot do what I call you to do without prayer." And I say to him, "Lord, I know that. But you know, I don't even know how to pray." He says, "You know how to be there with me." "Yeah, Lord, but my mind goes all over the place." You know how to be there with me. And you can bring it back again. Because when I come back, will I find faith in you? Will I find faith in you? When the Son of Man returns, Will he find faith in the world? Will he find faith in the church? Will he find faith in Father Tom? Will he find faith in you? The Lord Jesus does not answer the question, but it all depends upon our relationship with him. It all depends that we continue to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him while he is still near. It all depends of God's people seeking the face of the living God. That's what it depends upon. Because there is no faith without prayer. There is no faith without prayer. You know, we were in Trinidad, we're at the beach one day, and we met this lady that Beatrice knew, and this lady was saying that, you know, she said, oh, I have this terrible pain in my foot. So I said, well, I will pray with you. Immediately, the Lord healed her foot. And then she said, well, you know, I live next to the church, and I don't go to church anymore because it's the same thing. And I looked at her and said, you know what? You have no idea who you're receiving. You have no idea that it's Jesus. She says, I pray all the time. I said, I don't care how much you pray, but Jesus Christ wants to give himself to you as Eucharist. He wants to give himself to you as Eucharist. That is the greatest prayer, when we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. And you can pray all the time, but I'm telling you, my friend, you live next to the church, and there's no excuse. There's no excuse. She said, but it's the same all the time. I guess you don't know that you're receiving Jesus. And I guess you don't know that you're really hearing the Word of God. I guess you just live next to the church, and you know what? You've grown immune to the presence of God. Now, I wasn't hard on her, but I had to be honest. I had to be honest. Maybe I wasn't as hard as I just spoke, but I said, you know, it's Jesus that you're giving up. But you see, I pray all the time. I pray when I do my dishes, she said. I said, that's wonderful, but you know what? Our Lord wants to give himself to you as Eucharist. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the church? That lady got healed that day. That lady got healed that day. She couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe it that the Lord healed their foot. She couldn't believe it. She was in excruciating pain. And so Jesus asks you and me, I'm coming back, and when I come back, will I find faith in you? I love people that say, oh, I've got all the faith in the world. Oh, really? You've got all the faith in the world. Isn't that wonderful? Then what's happening in your life? Because faith moves mountains. Faith brings glory to God. Faith changes people. People that are in deep sin much more than you can catch people in the churches, Catholic and Protestant. Because if you're in deep sin, you know it. And he can do things for you. But somehow people in the churches, including myself, we can get immune to the real thing. We get an inoculation against the real thing. And what's an inoculation? They put enough of the dead bacteria in us that build up antibodies against the real sickness. And it's kind of sad. Now, I say to the people all the time, you have to keep on praying for Father Tom. Why? Because Father Tom is celebrating the Eucharist every day. He holds in his hands the very body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes he does it two times a day, and sometimes even three times a day when needed. I do never want to celebrate the Eucharist and not know who is here. I do not want to be robotic. This is the Lord. This is the Lord. This is the Lord. Last week we had our Triduum Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and the vigil on Saturday. And you know, we just spent time worshiping God. We were not in a hurry. We decided many years ago that we would celebrate these holy, awesome days with dignity, that people's hearts would be touched through the sermons and through the action of the priest and the church. Oh, we did not do it in an hour. No. Our Holy Thursday was an hour and a half. Our Good Friday was two hours. And our Holy Saturday was 2 hours and 45 minutes. Now, I'm going to tell you, a lot of time doesn't do it either. But when it's done with reverence and faith, when it's done with conviction and love, that does it. That does it. And our altar service, so beautiful, so reverent, so loving. You see, it's anyone could cut corners. The church says, you know, you don't have to read the 8 readings at Holy Saturday. You can just read a few. Why should we just read a few when all these readings are summarized in the Paschal Lamb, Jesus Christ? Why should we just read a few when every single reading is summed up in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ? People know that when they come to Holy Rosary, they're going to stay. Not that we're going to keep them long for its own sake, but we're going to do things correctly. We're going to worship. We're going to worship because worship is prayer. And prayer is worship. And I'm not saying we're the best. You know, our little church is meager. It's small. But I'm going to tell you, the people who come want to pray because they know they're going to stay. This is my 15th year doing it here. Thank God I had 2 priests to help me. And people know by now, we're here to pray. We're here because, you see, if we don't pray, when he comes again, he will not find faith in us. But not only prayer, if we don't love, prayer that seeks to love, prayer in action, it's not only about prayer, because if you're praying, things are going to happen. And that's real. God will give you inspiration if you're praying. How do you think we started to care for the poor? We've done it 5 years now. How do you think? A young woman used to come to adoration, and she used to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. And after a year and a half, she says, the Lord wants us to give hands to this ministry of prayer. We need to go out to the poor. We need to feed them. That's how it started. 5 years later, we pray and we go out to the poor every Saturday with 120 pounds of chicken legs, with tuna fish sandwiches, with hot dogs and rolls, with breads, with desserts, with underwear. Oh yes, I go to the dollar store and I buy these little sets of toothbrushes and toothpaste. They're for little kids, but you know what? It's got the whole thing. It's got a little toothbrush and toothpaste. So yesterday I bought about 40 of them. Why? Because these poor guys and women out in the street, it's nice to brush their teeth. Yesterday we bought $300 worth of underwear. Why? Because you know what? Underwear that's filthy must stink, that they can put on a new pair of underwear. We bought socks yesterday. Oh yeah. Prayer always manifests itself in love. Prayer apart from love is talking to yourself. Prayer always manifests itself in love. When you pray, you know what Augustine said, St. Augustine? You pray to the Father, and the Father sends you out to the brothers and the sisters. That's right. That's real prayer. And I want to tell you really now, I go and pray, and sometimes my head is like a tennis ball, going from one to the other, and one thought to the next, and bringing it back, and it's very disconcerting. But you know what? The Lord says, as long as you're there, you're in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. That's all. And I keep on saying, oh Lord, I've been into this for how many years, and I still don't know how to pray. My mind is all over the place. But here I am. I come to do your will. Here I am. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. You know, I wish that I had contemplative prayer. I don't. But when I don't pray, you want to know what? I'm impotent. I can't do anything. So Jesus gave this parable that men should pray always and not grow discouraged. And then he says, you know what? God will answer the prayer speedily to his beloved. And then he says, and when I come back, the Son of Man comes back, will I find faith in the world? Well, I thank God for old ladies in the church. I thank God for these old people that pray and pray and pray. These old people that faces shine with the glory. I thank God for them. I thank God for them. Oh, where would we be without these old people that just keep on praying, keep on loving Jesus, sitting in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament? Where would we be? Where would we be? I want you to know that our church at the Holy Rosary is open. And it's so wonderful to go in there in the middle of the day and see people kneeling, just praying, just being still. It's so wonderful that people, God's people, say, you know, I'm going to spend a half an hour with Jesus. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. When I was at Sacred Heart of North Quincy, if I did anything good there, I got the chapel open. They used to close the church because at one time there was a fire in the church. So I got Father Heary to open the chapel, and we had adoration of the Blessed Sacrament for years and years. If I did anything, I got people to go and pray into that chapel. I remember the man that called me. I was about to do a retreat at the seminary. I've only done one retreat at the seminary, and they never call me back, but you know what? I did one. But let me tell you this. I asked people on the radio that they would go into the chapel and pray for me, that God would touch people through me. There was one man who called me back. And he said, I heard you on the radio. I didn't know who you were. So I went to 386 Hancock Street in Quincy, and I sat before the Blessed Sacrament, and when I looked up, 5 hours had passed and I wasn't sleeping, and it passed like 2 minutes because he was in the presence of God. His whole life was changed that day. His whole life was changed that day. Oh, he became a Eucharistic man, I'll tell you. Why? Because I invited him to pray for me. I was grateful that he went and prayed for me. But you know what? You never do something for someone else that the Lord doesn't bless you. His whole life was changed that day. Will the Son of Man find faith in you when he returns? Okay, let me ask you this question. Are you generous? Are you generous unto the Lord? Or do you give the Lord a tip? You know, it's faith to give our tithe to Jesus Christ. It takes faith to give our tithe to Jesus Christ. It takes faith. It takes faith to spend time with God in prayer. It takes faith because many times you feel nothing is happening. But I'm not going to be fooled. Whenever I pray, something is happening. It takes faith. It takes faith to persevere in prayer and not get discouraged. It takes faith to believe that He hears and answers prayer. It takes faith that knows that only prayer reaches the heart of God. Prayer from the heart. And I'm going to tell you, I know there are lots of prayerless people. Lots of prayerless people. Lots of prayerless people. But it's never too late to start again. That means today. It's never too late to start again. That means today. Tonight at the Holy Rosary, we're going to have Holy Mass. I'm celebrating it at 7:30. After Holy Mass, we have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament until I go home. Now, you're welcome to come. Jesus told them a parable that they should pray always and not grow discouraged. I am giving you an opportunity to come to the Holy Rosary tonight at 7:30 in Winthrop, 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. Celebrate the Eucharist with me. And then be in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. I give you that invitation. That's all I can do is invite you. I invite you. Come and see our beautiful church, how it is so adorned for our risen Lord. Come and see the tomb where He lay. We have a tomb, and it's empty. Come and see. Come and pray. Come and worship. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. The Son of Man is coming. He really is. And when He comes, will He find faith on the earth? Will He find faith in you? Will He find faith in the churches? Will He find faith in the parish councils? Will He find faith in the people who proclaim God on the radio? On the television? Will He find faith? The only way we're going to be sure that He will be find faith in us is if we continue to offer our lives to Him in prayer. And He will find faith in some, and in others He will say, I never knew you. Please, please, come to God. Come to Christ. Don't run away from Him. Even though prayer is difficult. I remember once saying, my prayer is my life. And you know what? It was a big lie. Your prayer cannot be your life if you don't pray. So come tonight at 7:30, the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. And let me also tell you this. Not this Wednesday, not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after will be at the Espousal Retreat House. So this Wednesday, what's today? This Wednesday is the 7th, 12th. We will be at the Espousal Retreat House on the 19th. Wednesday, the 19th. We'll be back at the Espousal Retreat House on the 19th of April. 19th of April. So that's when I'm going to get back to the Espousal Retreat House on the 19th of April. You can join us there if you'd like. Tell people who have been at the espousal that Father Tom's returning on the 19th of April, okay? That's all I can tell you. So, you know what? April showers may come along. We had March showers, too. I would say March torrents. And you know what? I know people have had holes in their roof, and they don't know what to do with it, but you can call Jimmy the roofer. And I stake my reputation behind Jimmy. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. Come on. Come on. Don't let the hole get bigger. 617-519-0341. He'll do a good job, a decent job, a clean job, and he's very fair. As I said, I stake my reputation behind Jimmy the Roofer. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. And you know, my friends, we do need to hear from you so we can pay our bills. People in Iowa, I need to hear from you. People in Maryland, I need to hear from you. People in Washington, D.C., I need to hear from you. People in Florida, I need to hear from you. People in Phoenix, Arizona, I need to hear from you. People in New Jersey, I need to hear from you. People in western part of the state, Springfield, I need to hear from you. I really do. People in Hartford, Connecticut, I need to hear from you. Because you see, how do we pay our bills if not from you? People from WEZE, I need to hear from you. Because, you know, I need to hear from EZE and ROL. I need to hear from people in Massachusetts. I need to hear so that we can pay our bills. And our bills are very high. We still haven't paid our March bills. We haven't started. So now it's April, and God always supplies. And you just seek the Lord as to how he wants you to help us. Seek the Lord as to how he wants you to help us. We will continue to be proclaiming God's word. We've done it for 26 years by the grace of the living God. And we give honor and glory to the Heavenly Father, and honor and glory to Jesus Christ, his risen Lord, his risen Son, and honor and glory to the Holy Spirit, for without the Holy Spirit we have nothing. So come, Holy Spirit, come and fill our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, come, 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 and do not delay. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.